It's the Jolly Man himself. Coming in via our next golf cart, please welcome the one and only Santa Claus.
This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, in love of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball. To the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back out here to Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and game five of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 6:10 first pitch here on this Saturday night. Daytona going to try and get the sour taste from last night out of their mouth. Daytona holding a 6-0 lead at one point, as well as a 7-2 advantage. But alas, the Mets would rally, tied it in the eighth inning, won it on an error in the bottom of the 10th, as St. Lucie handed Daytona their ninth walk-off loss of the season. Jose Franco will get the ball for Daytona tonight. 1-6, a 4.63 ERA, six strikeouts shy of the 100 punch-out plateau for the season. Kyle Wilson will make another rehab start for the Mets. Started once already in this series. Did give up a run the other night. Jeffrey Colon, who was the original probable starter, will likely follow him shortly after the game gets underway. We'll take a break here on the radio network, but we won't send it to a commercial. Earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the Tortugas and the Reds organization. That is the talented shortstop Edwin Arroyo. Came over in the Luis Castillo trade last week. And without further ado, here is the 18-year-old shortstop Edwin Arroyo. Back here on the Daytona Tortugas radio network and the pregame show, joined by one of the newest members of not only the Daytona Tortugas, but the Cincinnati Reds organization. That is the talented shortstop Edwin. Just a couple hours ago, it feels like. What's the whole week been like for you since you were traded last week?
Obviously, it's been different. It's not like usual, like a usual season, you know. They told me I was getting traded. I was like, I didn't know where. Then they told me Cincinnati Reds, and I was like, okay, I stay in Arizona. I pretty much know, you know, Arizona. And they told me about here, we were kind of, you know, people were kind of sick or something. I was like, okay, I'll wait, but I want to be there, you know, as soon as possible to get this started and just, you know, try to finish the season strong.
Trade deadline is always so strange, especially these days with social media. You guys sometimes find out before the team tells you. How did you find out about the trade, and what was it like getting a chance to at least come over with your teammate from Modesto and Andrew Moore and have some familiar faces around you?
They told me I was about to play a game right there. They told me you're out of the lineup. We are making a big trade, and you are in there, you know. It's not for sure, but you got to be ready, pack all your stuff and everything. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know, this is baseball, whatever happens, I'm gonna be ready, and just wherever I go, I'm going to do my best, you know.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here in Daytona Beach. Played a couple of games out in Arizona. What was it like playing out there, your first couple games in the organization, and how good is it to be back at full season ball starting tonight?
It felt a little different too, because I was playing rookie after I played my whole season in low A in Modesto in California. But you know, it's baseball, like I said, it's all the same thing. Just here we have some fans and everything, so it's a little bit more, you know, like you get that motivation and everything. But pretty good, and you know, I'm just glad I'm here with the Reds, you know.
Being traded is never a fun thing, but to be traded for probably the best starting pitcher available, a two-time All-Star in Luis Castillo, it's got to be pretty cool to be, you know, traded for someone who's held in such high regard like Luis is.
Yeah, I mean, this is business, you know. They probably needed him or they wanted him, you know, they got him. But I know Cincinnati Reds, they want me too, so that's why I'm here. And, you know, I'm going to try to be, you know, me and just do my best here.
lot of talented prospects in this Reds organization now, and you're a big part of it. Obviously, it's never fun to be traded, as we said, but what's it like to be a part of this organization now with so many talented young players like yourself that not only came over from the trade with Seattle, but been drafted by the Reds, signed by the Reds? How excited are you for the future that, you know, you'll have in this organization?
It's great because I know a couple guys here that I used to play in summer ball, and it's crazy how we get together again and, you know, we're playing here in Florida again, and just, you know, I know we happy and we, you know, we're going to enjoy this, and, you know, either this year we're going to finish strong, and next year if we're together, you know, we're going to do our best to make whenever we are, you know, make the team better and just try to win as much games as possible.
You played some high school ball here in Florida, not too far away from Daytona Beach in Kissimmee. What's it like being back here in Florida, not too far away from where you were born and raised in Puerto Rico?
It feels great, honestly. My dad is even more excited than me. He's in Puerto Rico right now, but I'm sure he want to come here, you know, and just start seeing me here, you know. I'm sure that's the most important thing, you know. My parents are close. They want to see me every time, you know. And this is just, you know, very exciting for me, obviously, that I can see them, and for them that they can see me play too.
And friends still here in Florida. I'm sure you have plenty of family and friends back in Puerto Rico. But anyone in particular you're going to get a chance to come out and maybe get a chance to see you play in person now that you're with the Tortugas?
Yeah, I have a couple friends here. Like, my last high school year, I moved here to play with Central Point, and I have a couple friends here. You know, I have a house here and in Puerto Rico, so it's, you know, it's going to be fun to finish here, and, you know, I'm excited.
What was it like last year attending high school in Florida after spending so much of your childhood growing up in Puerto Rico? Obviously, know the English language extremely well, obviously fluent in Spanish as well. What was that like for you adapting to life in a different country last year?
It wasn't that like drastic change, because I used to travel every year to summer ball and everything, but it was a little bit different because staying so long, you know, it makes a difference. But you know, I feel like it's all the same, you know, just pro ball right now.
One of the cool things I've heard about you is not only are you a switch hitter, but you are ambidextrous and are a switch thrower. You're listed as a switch hitter and a switch thrower. Where did being able to throw from both hands come from, and how did that sort of tie in with your ability to be a switch hitter?
I started throwing lefty when I was like around 7 or 8 years old. And it was because I got a little hurt my right arm, and I was righty. And then I was a kid, I got some energy on, so I was trying to do stuff, and I just started throwing lefty every day, and when my right arm was ready, I was, you know, ready both from both sides. And, you know, from hitting side, I was always, I don't want to say always, but pretty much my whole life I've been a switch hitter. But in game, like, I started hitting lefty when I was like 10 years old in a real game, you know. And, you know, it feels pretty good to be out.
Throw it all ever left-handed, just goofing around with your teammates and stuff like that, warming up, or you try and keep yourself pretty locked in from the right side when you're playing the field?
Yeah, in the field, I'm trying to keep it righty, but sometimes the teammates and probably fans, they want to see me throw lefty, and I'll throw for them, you know. But it's not that I throw, like, every day or something.
One final question for you, Edwin. Got about a month or so left in this season. You mentioned you want to finish this season strong. Any particular goals you have in mind that you want to accomplish before the end of the season, or just try and enjoy yourself while you have your time here in Florida?
I just want to, you know, just finish how I started, you know, just keep learning, and I will be good, you know. The most important thing here is, like, just keep being Edwin Arroyo, you know, in the field, out of the field, doing everything like how I used to do it, you know, the right way, and I know I'll be good.
He's a fantastic baseball player. He's a fantastic person. Edwin Arroyo, thank you so much for the time. Welcome to the organization. Welcome to Daytona. Best of luck, and we'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swimpate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is baseball time here in Port St. Lucie. Tortugas and Mets getting ready to square off against one another for the fifth time this week. And as the right-hander Kyle Wilson warms up on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins, back with the team today after being out of commission for about a week or so. Edwin Arroyo leads off at shortstop. Ashton Creel had his first career multi-home run game last night. He'll bat second in right. Jay Allen, the second, will bat third in center field. Hayden Jones had two doubles last night. He will clean up as the DH. Batting fifth over at first base, Michelle Triana, who homered last night. Batting sixth in left field, Wendell Marrero. Batting eighth, or rather batting seventh behind the plate, it is Wilfred Astudillo. Batting eighth at third base, Sebastian Almonte. And while batting ninth at second base is Braylon Menier. Put together by their manager, Robbie Robinson. Omar De Los Santos leads off in center, William Lugo. The shortstop will bat second. Junior Tillian at second base tonight will hit third. Justin Guerrero, third baseman in the cleanup spot. Carlos Dominguez, right fielder, bats fifth. Jack Thomas Wold is the DH in the sixth hole. Batting seventh at first base, Warren Saunders. Batting eighth at left field is Raul Barasierta. Hit the game-tying home run in the eighth inning last night. And Brady Smith, who had been scratched from the lineup the last couple of days, back behind the plate. Batting ninth. Kyle Wilson making the start again for the Mets tonight. His second appearance in this series. Wilson joined the Mets earlier this week on a rehab assignment. 6'1", 189 pounds. Will turn 26 next month from Raymore, Missouri. Edwin Arroyo to lead off. He is 1-for-8 to start his Tortugas career with a two-run double. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty. The windup and our first pitch of the night is swung on and yanked in and out of the Tortugas first base dugout. Foul ball. It is 0-1. Arroyo overall this year, amongst his three stops, hitting at 307, 30 extra base hits, 13 homers, 70 RBIs, the 0-1. And this one popped foul
Third base side out of play. It is 0-2. Wilson pitched in relief earlier this week. That was on Tuesday in relief of Harold Gonzalez. Gave up two runs on a home run by Hayden Jones. The 0-2 to Arroyo. And he got him to chase the breaking ball down and in for strike three. Smith will pick it up off the dirt, throw on to first to complete the K. And three pitches, three strikes, and a punch out to start the night for the right-hander Wilson. One away in the first inning brings up Ashton Creel. Had a career game last night. First career multi-home run game. Creel, amongst his three stops this year, Dayton, Daytona, and Louisville, hitting at 209, 16 XPs. Righty's first pitch to Ashton, and a swing and a miss, high fastball. It is 0-1. Wilson went an inning and a third on Tuesday, two runs on a hit. Walk two, struck out one. As you mentioned, did give up the home run to Hayden Jones through 22 pitches that night, the 0-1. And a swing and a miss. Creel out in front. It's 0-2. Wilson pitched with the Mets in 2019. Missed all of last year with injury. Of course, no 2020 season in the minors because of the pandemic. The 0-2 to Ashton. And that breaking ball in the dirt. It is 1-2. Defensive alignment behind Wilson tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Raul Berasierta, Omar De Los Santos, and Carlos Dominguez. Third to first around the infield, Justin Guerrero, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Warren Saunders. The 1-2 pitch to Ashton. Checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire. And Creel punched out for the second out. Second strikeout for Kyle Wilson. Here to start the ballgame. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate. It is Alex Laurie, Matt Watkowski on the bases. ABS challenge system in effect here today. Each team with three challenges to the automated zone. Manual umpiring in effect. Jay Allen will come up with two out, and he takes outside for ball one. Allen had off last night, had an RBI double, and the win on Thursday, hitting at 220, 17 extra base hits, two homers, 19 batted in. And Allen takes high for ball two. Brady Smith doing the catching behind the plate tonight for the Mets. Sun shining, blue skies, scattered white clouds, mostly blue, hanging overhead today. The 2-0, and Allen inside, outs one foul off the facing of the overhang. And back down into the seating bowl, it's 2-1. Right now in Port St. Lucie, 87 degrees. Real 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the northeast. The 2-1 pitch, and Allen swings and pits the one in the air to right. Back in to his right goes Dominguez. He'll slow down and make the catch to end the inning. So Kyle Wilson retires Daytona in order on 11 pitches in the top of the first through a half an inning. Daytona nothing, and the Mets coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jose Franco getting the start tonight for Daytona. Another quick look at the Mets lineup he'll face. De Los Santos, Lugo, Tilly in the top of the order. Guerrero, Dominguez, Wold, the heart of the lineup with Saunders, Berrocierta, and Brady Smith rounding out the bottom of the order. Jose Franco, 6'2", 239 pounds, will make his 11th, or rather 12th start of the year. And the first pitch he throws to Omar De Los Santos fouled out of play. It is 0-1. Franco, 21 years old, from Aragua, Venezuela. 19th appearance, 1-6, a 4.63 ERA, as this one hammered to the screen. It is 0-2. Franco, 71 hits allowed in 70 innings, 33 walks, 94 strikeouts. That leads the team. Here's the wind, the 0-2, and De Los Santos takes low. It's a ball and two strikes. Omar coming into tonight for the Mets, sitting at 266. 36 extra base hits, 12 homers, leads the team with 49 RBIs as that pitch is high. Evens up at 2-2. Franco last started on Sunday in Jupiter. No decision in a four-hit shutout for the Tortugas. A 2-2 fouled straight back. We'll do it again. Fell one out shy of qualifying for the win, left with two on and two out in the bottom of the fifth inning as this one reached for and lined out of play. Right-hand side stays at 2-2. 4 2/3 innings, three hits, a walk, and three Ks. The 2-2. This one pulled down the left field line, but this one yanked just beyond the Met left field bullpen, a foul ball. Third straight foul ball by De Los Santos with two strikes. Omar has had a marvelous season, has performed very well against Daytona. But Jose Franco has had his number coming into tonight, 0-10 this season against Franco with four Ks. Quarter past six here in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, the 2-2. And Franco buries that in the dirt. Down in the way, it's a full count. Franco, his last start against the Mets was his arguably best start of the year. Back on July the 10th, a payoff pitch. Up and away for ball four. So De Los Santos battles back from behind in the count 0-2 to work an eight-pitch walk. And for the first time this season, he has reached base against Jose Franco. The bases with 56 is aboard with nobody out. Brings up the shortstop, William Lugo. Lugo, 1-4-6 last night, hit a two-run home run to get the Mets on the board in the third inning. Hitting at 261 in 82 games. Righty from the stretch. Runner starts and stops. That one is in the dirt, and they've got De Los Santos picked off first base. What a throw by Astudillo behind the runner at first. Lugo checked his swing. It was a called strike. De Los Santos started and stopped. I don't know if De Los Santos misread something or what, but he was stuck in sand out there. This one hit down the right field line. Creel towards the bullpen, makes the catch. Ranging into foul ground. What a play again by Ashton Creel. Daytona's defense has been up and down the first four games of this series. But on back-to-back plays, Astudillo, who made the costly throw last night, that brought in the winning run, makes a great play at first, and Creel a great running catch towards the line. So bases empty and two out for Junior Tilliott. Hitting 265 in 63 games, 12 doubles, 11 homers. 38 RBIs as he takes inside for ball two. Defensive alignment behind Franco tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Wendell Marrero. Jay Allen the second in the aforementioned Creel as this one fouled to the screen. It is 2-1. Third to first around the horn, Sebastian Almonte, Edwin Arroyo, Braylon Menier, and Michelle Triana. With Astudillo doing the catching, the 2-1. And that pitch outside for ball three. A Franco on July the 10th, four shutout innings. Struck out a season-high nine. The 3-1, and Tillian can't hold up. Home plate umpire Laurie making the call there. It is a full count. Bases empty, two down, no score in the bottom of the first. Grounded back up the middle and through to the right of the second baseman, Meniere, a base hit. First hit of the game belongs to Junior Tillian. And the Mets have a base runner with two out for Justin Guerrera. Guerrera, last night, 0-for-3, did drive in a run with a ground out in the late innings. Guerrera in St. Lucie hitting .198 in 66 games. Franco, a long pause, first pitch is a changeup low. It's 1-0. Guerrera, 44-for-222. 16 extra base hits, 8 homers, 34 RBI. 1-0, and this one popped up first base side, but this one will land in the seats. Couple rows back, it is 1-1. Guerrera did have a brief spill in High A Brooklyn. Joined them on June the 10th before reporting back to St. Lucie 2 weeks later. 1-1. That one up and away. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Guerrera just 2-for-14 in this series, but does have 3 RBIs and 4 walks. Tillian leads off first. 2-1 from Jose, and that breaking ball misses up by the head of Guerrera. Wasn't his intention. It is 3-1. Franco up over 20 pitches here in the first inning. Almost even balls and strikes. That was a very common occurrence for both teams last night. 3-1, and Guerrera sends it to the checkerboard screen. It's 3-2. Daytona walked 9 last night. The Mets walked 6. Watching the Mets broadcast from earlier today, they're playing a doubleheader against the Braves. Gary Cohen on SNY uses the booth. Someone in the majors last night, one team walked 13 batters themselves. Runner goes, and Guerrera strikes out. Got him on the slider away at 87. And Jose Franco with his 95th strikeout of the year closes out a scoreless first inning. No runs, 1 hit, 1 left. At the end of an inning, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just $1. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Well, I would say it's Christmas in July 9 here in Port St. Lucie, but it hasn't been July for 7 days. Special Santa-themed uniforms for the Mets here tonight as they celebrate their holiday-themed game. Hayden Jones, Michelle Triano, Wendell Marrero. 3-2 up in the inning for the Tortugas. And sends it to the screen. It is 0-1. Jones been scalding hot as of late. This series no different. Jones, 2 doubles last night, also walked twice. Hitting at 260 now on the season, the 0-1. And this one yanked foul. couple inches to the right of the chalk line. First base side, it's 0-2. Jones, 11 doubles, 7 homers, 26 batted in. In the midst of a 6-game hitting streak and a season-long 10-game on-base streak, has reached in every game in this road trip, the 0-2. And he got him swinging. Wilson strikes out Jones on the high fastball, dialed it up to 93. One away here in the top of the second inning brings up Michelle Triana. Triana, 1-for-5 last night, nearly ripped a hole in the advertisement. Stationed on the right field pole with his 111-mile-an-hour home run. Righty against the lefty batter in the first pitch to the first baseman. In the dirt for ball one. Triana comes into tonight, hitting at .199 for the year. 56 for .281. This is 80th game. 20 extra base hits, 7 homers, a team-high 33 RBIs. The 1-0 is fouled straight back. Off to the press box, it is 1-1. Mets tonight, as we said, wearing specialty uniforms here for their holiday-themed game. The 1-1, and Triana fouls it off his ankle. Before it rolls up the third base line, it's 1-2. They are created sort of to look like there is a mini Santa body on the front of that jersey, like a comically sized head with a tiny body. Is that one down and in 2-2? Adam McDonald, a longtime great voice of the St. Lucie Mets in the booth to my right, showed me an awesome photo from years past when Tim Tebow was playing here wearing this garish green elf-style Christmas jersey as Triana. One of those photos you couldn't help but start cackling a little bit at first glance. But they have white, red, and navy blue all over that jersey tonight as Triana takes down and in. It is a full count. White numerals on the back. Mets in white script lettering across the chest. Blue pinstriped home white pants for Wilson all the way down to his ankles. Here's the windup and his 3-2 pitch, and Triana bounces that one up the first baseline of foul ball. And it stays at 3-2. Wilson, blue Nike cleats, blue cap, blue bill. Orange STL logo on the front. Bases empty, one out. No score, top two. Wilson's payoff pitch, and he got him swinging. Fourth strikeout tonight for Kyle Wilson, 94 down and in. And already a much better performance here in his second rehab outing with the Mets. Two out in the second for Wendell Marrero. Marrero had an RBI single in the first inning last night, was 1-for-5. 5-for-25 in his first 8 games, back with Daytona with an RBI. Lefty batter against the righty. And Wilson kicks and fires. And Marrero takes a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. Marrero overall this year hitting .235 between the ACL and the FSL. 7 extra base hits, 2 homers, 12 batted in. Infield shifted for Marrero to pull the 0-2. And the 0-1 now a called strike. Now it's 0-2. Wilson trying to strike out the side in order here in the second inning. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour here in the East. Wilson's 0-2 pitch. That one goes 5-hole on the catcher, Smith. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Marrero just 2-for-13 in this series. Does have 3 walks. Almost even with the second base bag as that breaking ball drops in for strike 3 called. Marrero can't believe it. Well, Wilson strikes out the side in order in the second inning. He has K'd 5 of the 6 men he has faced here tonight. 1-2-3 goes Daytona after 1.5, still scoreless here from Port St. Lucie.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugans Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, no score here at Clover Park. Justin Rock back here with you. 5-6-7 for the Mets. Carlos Dibby takes up and in. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-0. Dominguez, Wold, and Saunders, the three set to bat, the 1-0. And Franco buries that in the dirt. It is 2-0. Dominguez enters the night hitting at 238. This is his 84th game. 28 extra base hits, tied for the league lead with 16 home runs and 47 RBIs. The 2-0, that one up and in. It is 3-0. Daytona tonight wearing the dark green alternates. Tortuga is arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Broncos 3-0 pitch, high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk is how the inning begins. Second free pass allowed by Franco, both to the leadoff hitters in each of the first two innings. Now it is the DH, Jack Thomas Wold. Wold, 0 for 3 last night, did have an RBI on a ground out. Hitting at 202 in 56 games, 42 for 208. Righty from the stretch, and this one a soft ground ball to second. Manier Fields throws on to second for one, and Arroyo won't bother making a throw on to first. Was softly hit to Manier's left, so had to range away from second base. Strong, accurate throw on to Arroyo, but that ball just not hit fast enough for Daytona to turn two. So a 4-6 fielder's choice. One on, one out. For the first baseman, Warren Saunders. Saunders at 247. This is 22nd game back with St. Lucie as he takes outside for ball one. Saunders, 6 doubles, a homer, and 6 RBIs. Franco, black leather mitt resting on the left-hand side of his chest as he gets the sign. 1-0, and this one bouncing by a vacated concession stand. It is 1-1. Gray pants for Franco and Daytona tonight. Jose has him down to his ankles. White cleats buried into the ballpark mound. The 1-1. Hits the zone down and away. It is 1-2. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. Double barrel action in the Mets left field bullpen right now. The 1-2. This one grounded back to the mound. Could be two. Franco throws on a second for one. Manier back to first. Double play. If first you don't succeed, you try and try again. And after Daytona could not turn two on the soft ground ball to start the inning, able to do it to end the frame here in the second. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the twin killing at the end of two. Still no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172 at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, no score. Call to the bullpen for the Mets. Jeffrey Colon has come on. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. 7-8-9, new up for Daytona here in the third inning against the new arm Colon. Astudillo. Switch hitter, batting left-handed, will lead off. And the first pitch to Astudillo, fouled off his foot. Court rolls into fair territory, it's 0-1. Astudillo came on defensively in the ninth inning last night. Hitting at 221 in 40 games, 7 doubles, no homers, 13 RBIs. Righty works from the third base side of the slab. The 0-1, and Astudillo a foul tip into the glove of Smith, it's 0-2. Colon, 6'1", 194 pounds. Turned 23 in November from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic, the 0-2. And Astudillo, a big bouncing ball towards second, coming in and fielding it on the hop, bobbling, now finding the handle, Tillian. And thankful for him, Astudillo was running, able to throw him out, one away. It was a more fleet-of-foot base runner. Might not have been so lucky. So one away, seven straight retired by the Mets to start. Brings up Sebastian Almonte. Almonte did not play last night. Getting the start at third base today. Tortuga has that breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. Almonte 0-4 on Thursday night, 1-8 in this series. Overall hitting 120 between Daytona and the Complex League. Three extra base hits, no homers, seven RBIs, the 1-0. And Almonte a chopper to third. Fielded on a big hop by Guerrero. Sidearm throw nearly pulled Saunders off the bag towards home. But keeps his back foot on the square, two away. 16, couple of ground outs from Colon. Brings up Braylon Menier. Had an RBI ground rule double last night. Braylon overall between Daytona and the Complex League. Hitting at 202, nine extra base hits, four homers, 15 batted in. Righty's first pitch, and Braylon dribbles one up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Colon pitching in relief for the ninth time this year, his 13th appearance. 2-0, a 3.4 ERA, has two saves. 38 hits and 42 in the third innings, the 0-1. Up and away, it is 1-1. Nine walks, 53 strikeouts for the right-hander. Took a no decision in his last start against the Cardinals on Sunday, the 1-1. And this one sharply up the middle, off the leg of the pitcher, Cologne. Deflects to second. Tillian can't find the handle again, and everybody's safe. See how that one is scored. I give Manier a base hit. Not an easy play, deflected off the leg of the pitcher. And the Mets training staff going to come out to take a look at the right-hander. Will be an infield base hit for Braylon. 102 miles an hour off the lower leg of the pitcher. But it took a great carom for the Mets off towards second base. And for the second time in the inning, Tillian had trouble finding the seams. And as a result, this time Daytona picks up a base hit. So the Tortugas have their first hit, their first base runner tonight. Mets training staff, Robbie Robinson, out there to look at the righty as well. Tiger infield has converged. And it looks like Cologne will throw a couple of warm-up pitches. With Robinson, the trainer, Kiyoshi Tada, and the home plate umpire looking on behind him. So Cologne throws one warm-up pitch. Robinson and the Mets training staff okay with what they hear and see. And Cologne will stay in the game. Final line for the Mets starter tonight, Kyle Wilson, goes two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. 26 pitches, 19 strikes. Edwin Arroyo with one on and two out. Struck out against Wilson back in the first. Righty against the lefty. And Arroyo takes down and in. It is 1-0. Arroyo joined Daytona from the Complex League on Thursday. Third straight day in the lineup here in Tortuga Green. 1-0. And Arroyo takes low. It is two balls and no strikes. Cologne had two of his best outings of the year in Daytona back in July. 2-0. And Arroyo takes down by the shoelaces. It's 3-0. A Cologne pitched on July the 4th and in game two of a doubleheader on July the 10th. Won both games, gave up just one run on three hits in 10 and a third innings. At the Jack, where Daytona has been much more lethal offensively, as Arroyo takes a called strike chest high, it's 3-1. Walk two, struck out 16 in those 10 and a third innings. Helped lead him to his best month of the season in July as Arroyo grounds this one. Count runs full 3-2. One on, two out. No score here in the top of the third inning. Lights on here at Clover Park, but no effect just yet. Lanier will be off on the pitch. There he goes. The 3-2 pulled foul. And we'll do it again. Cologne, as we said, last pitching on Sunday. Gave up three runs in five innings to the Cardinals. Struck out six that night. Runner goes again, and this one line past the diving glove of Tillian, who is right. A base hit. Manier around second on his way to third. He'll be there standing. Edwin Arroyo's second hit in the Reds organization. Back-to-back two-out knocks from Daytona here in the third. And they have been at the corners for the right fielder, Ashton Creel. Creel struck out against Wilson back in the first. He is 0-for-1 tonight. Creel 2-for-5 yesterday. Fifth time this season in which a Tortuga player has homered multiple times in the same game. First pitch to Ashton is popped up. Third base side. Guerrero to his right on the warning track but runs out of room. As it lands a row behind the Mets dugout, it is 0-1. Ruben Ibarra did it twice for Daytona back on May the 10th in Clearwater, and then in his final game as a Tortuga, game one of a doubleheader on June 12th against Fort Myers. Austin Hendrick did it in Palm Beach back in April. Austin Callahan had been the most recent to do it on July the 23rd against the Cardinals in Daytona. Throw back to first, and Arroyo dives in safely. Arroyo, 20-plus stolen. Runners take their leads. The 0-1 to Ashton, and he lays off the breaking ball. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, it is one ball and one strike. Second straight year in which Daytona has seen five instances of multi-home run games. Second straight year Daytona has had one in this ballpark, the 1-1. This one, a soft ground ball off the end of the bat to short. Going to be a tough play coming on for Lugo. But he makes it look easy coming onto the infield grass to retire the speedy Creel. And in the inning, couple of two-out singles unable to be brought in by Daytona at the end of two and a half. Still no score here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257 at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning, 8-9-1, due up for the Mets. No score here on this Saturday night. Raul Barrasierta had the game-tying home run, scored the game-winning run last night. Takes outside for ball one here to begin the bottom of the third. Righty fires, that one brushing Raul back. Up and in at 95, it's 2-0. Barrasierta hitting at 300 for the season. Six doubles, 10 homers, 21 RBIs as Franco fires a strike. Inside corner, it's 2-1. Barrasierta 3-for-5 yesterday with that game-tying two-run homer in the eighth. As this goes 5-hole on Astudillo, it is 3-1. Barrasierta has just eviscerated Daytona pitching this season. 3-1, and that brushes him back down and in. Ball four. So for the third straight inning, Franco has walked the leadoff man. And the Mets have one on, nobody out for Brady Smith. Smith was scratched from the lineup by the Mets the last 2 days. Has a base hit in each of the two games he's played in this series. Hitting at .150 amongst his two stops this year. 17-for-1, 13-for doubles, two homers, 12 RBIs, and this one foul to the screen. It is 0-1. Smith, originally signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rangers out of the University of Florida, was released back on May the 29th, playing at single A down east. As Franco creates a swing and a miss on a slider, it is 0-2. Smith picked up by the Mets on June the 2nd, St. Lucie 2 days later. There is Huerta at first with nobody out. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike three called. Smith knew it. Second strikeout tonight for Franco, number 96 on the season. One out in the third inning brings up Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos walked, was picked off first base in the first inning. As this one off the hands into the first base seats, it's 0-1. Omar, 6-for-17 in this series. A couple of RBIs, stolen five bags in this series, the 0-1. That one high, 1-1. Five-game hitting streak as well for the outfielder. 8-4 his last 21. Coming into play here on Saturday. 1-1. And this one fouled to our right, right off the facing of my booth. And back down into the seating bowl, it is 1-2. One on, one out. No score here in the bottom of the third inning. Harris Huerta leads off first. The 1-2 pitch. And De Los Santos a flare. Shallow right center field. Out is Manier, and he'll call off Ashton Creel to make the two-handed grab. Started angling his body a little bit closer towards home plate at the last second, did Braylon. So two out for the shortstop, William Lugo. Lugo flied out to right. His first time 0-for-1. Harris Huerta leads off first. Franco from the stretch, and this one off the end of the bat, right side again. Triano racing by the Tortuga bullpen, curling by the home plate area, and makes the basket catch. Made that look too easy. Michelle Triano with a grin on it, the Willie Mays style grab towards the seats along the first base foul line. So the Mets get a leadoff walk, but can't do anything with it at the end of three. Still scoreless here on a Saturday night at Port St. Lucie.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Second inning of work for Jeffrey Colon. No score. Moving to the top of the fourth inning. Jay Allen, Hayden Jones, Michelle Triana. Three new up for the Tortugas in the inning. Here in the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here on this Saturday evening. Tortugas will return home on Tuesday. Open up a two-week homestand. Starting with 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, we'll have a Shell Yeah cookout, $15. Add on, get you the big. Also have Breast Cancer Awareness Night, Silver Sluggers Night, and our Taco Tuesday, as that one is taken. The pitch is challenged.
It is a strike. The count of balls, one strike.
And the count 0-1. Allen flied out to right his first time. Righty's 0-1. And Jay takes outside. It's 1-1. The six against Lakeland and six against Clearwater. Or Daytona heads back on the road for two straight weeks again. 1-1. And Jay out in front of the change. It is 1-2. Allen struggled a little bit offensively since coming off the IL. Just 2-for-18. A 1-2. And Allen takes outside. It's 2-2. Dimensions here at Clover Park. 330 down the left field line. 370 out to left center. 405 to the batter's eye in straightaway center. 370 to the berm in right center. And 330 to the pole in right as Allen takes outside. It's a full count. Tortugas, no runs, two hits. No errors, two men left. Mets, no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left two as well. The payoff pitch, and Allen drives one deep down the left field line, but this one well foul. Out by the batting cages, it is still a full count. 104 miles an hour and 395 feet on that foul ball. Breezy Saturday evening. Help cool things off just a tad. The payoff pitch once more, and Allen rolls one foul towards the third base Camerwell. Next pitch will be the eighth. Allen, first round pick of the Reds last year, number 30 overall. Signed with the compensation pick the Reds got for losing Trevor Bauer. Payoff pitch, and Allen strikes out swinging. Off speed, down and away at 87. And Jeffrey Colon has his first strikeout of the night. One out in the top of the fourth. Now it is Hayden Jones. Struck out his first time 0-for-1. Jones hitting .324. Dating back to June the 12th. Would lead the league in hitting, slugging, and OPS if he had enough plate appearances in that span to qualify. As Jones swings through a high fastball, it's 0-1. Some surprising baseball moves made in the last 24 hours. That one in the dirt, 1-1. A couple of players designated for assignment. You wouldn't have necessarily expected Andrelton Simmons, DFA'd by the Cubs today. Reinstated him from the injured list first. I was thinking about this earlier, the 1-1 down and in, 2-1. It's amazing. So much of baseball has stayed the same over its 150-plus year history. But still so much has changed still in such a short period of time. Because if Andrelton Simmons was born maybe 20, not even 20, maybe 15, 20 years earlier, his career would have been totally different. That outside 3-1. And by that I mean his defense would have overshone his shortcomings on offense at a premium defensive position like shortstop. The 3-1. And this one a foul ball to the screen. It's 3-2. And you look at some of the stats from the old school shortstops back in the day. Look back at the 60s, 70s, before the era of documentary going on ESPN. Of A-Rod and Nomar and Jeter as Jones strikes out on a back foot breaking ball. Back-to-back punch outs for Colon. Mets have K'd 7 through 3 2/3 tonight. Entered play with the most, rather second most strikeouts for a pitching staff in the FSL this year. Base is empty, two out for Michelle Triana. Put that in perspective. You look at the 86 Mets. And their shortstops were Rafael Santana and Kevin Elster. Quick look at baseball references. Triana takes a strike. It's 0-1. Rafael Santana played 139 games and hit .218 with a .539 OPS in 86. And that one a foul ball, first base side, 0-2. He would not have made it through 100 games if that was a stat line put together by a shortstop in 2022. Just the way baseball has gone over the last number of years. Need to be able to do both, not just a one-dimensional player. Triana takes outside 1 and 2, and that's where Andrelton Simmons really fits in. Was never a huge offensive player, was hitting just 173. 75 at-bats for the Cubs this year. 1-2 pitch, and Triana foul ball into the on-deck circle. Stays at 1-2. The days of players like Omar Vizquel, I mean, think about how great a defender Vizquel was. Wonder what his career might have been like, because he was not an overpowering hitter. 1-2, and another foul ball back to the screen by Triana. Vizquel only had one season where he hit above 300. And a handful of others where he was 280 or above. 1-2 pitch. Triana's soft ground ball blown to his left. Underhand flip to the first baseman, Saunders. And the Mets have their second 1-2-3 defensive inning of the night. Daytona goes in order on 20 pitches. The end of 3.5, still no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Junior Tilley in a leadoff for the Mets here in the bottom of the fourth. Takes outside for ball one. No score here on this Saturday evening. Tilley and Guerrero Dominguez. And onto the roof. It is 1-1. Tillian singled his first time. Only hit tonight for the Mets as he swings and misses. Fastball from Franco. It is 1-2. Jose working quickly. Here's the pitch. And Tillian brushed back. It's 2-2. We're talking about Andrelton Simmons, four-time Gold Glove Award winner, being designated for assignment earlier today by the Cubs. The 2-2 and swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Chase the breaking ball in the dirt. Third strikeout tonight for Franco. That is number 97 on the year. One out in the fourth. Brings up Justin Guerrero. Struck out his first time. He is 0-1. The other surprising DFA today was Franmil Reyes of Cleveland. And that's sort of the funny double-edged sword to talk about Simmons getting DFA because he hasn't hit enough. There's a strike, it's 0-1, and now a swing and a miss. Change up, it's 0-2. But Franmil Reyes, who had been one of the better and more consistent power hitters in baseball the last number of years, struggled this year in Cleveland. DFA'd by the Guardians today as Guerrero down on strikes. Slider at 86. And Jose Franco back-to-back Ks here to begin the fourth inning, number 98. Now on the season for the 21-year-old. Now two away from 100 for the season. Brings up Carlos Dominguez, walked in his first plate appearance. But Reyes was sent to AAA Columbus earlier in the week. DFA today as this one fouled off the catcher, Astudillo. And he's a little shaken up. Reyes. Slashing just 213, 254, 350. Well below his career averages entering the season. And known for the defense, sort of the same thing like Simmons the other way around. Hard to be a one-dimensional player in baseball these days. There's a strike going too. You got to be exceptional at one to be able to outweigh the other. As Daytona thought they had strike three. Well, Dominguez takes inside, ruled the ball. It's 1-2. Franco looking for a 1-2-3 inning. And another ball called. Astudillo started running off the field towards the first base dugout. And it's 2-2. That has been something Astudillo has had an issue with all season long. And I'm surprised nobody's really talked to him about that. 2-2. That's high, full count. I'm also surprised that Astudillo didn't challenge any of those two calls. You're so convinced you're running off the field, why wouldn't you challenge? Payoff pitch. Low ball four. So, Daytona's catcher nearly left the field on a pitch that was not a strike. And now the Mets get to continue their inning with a two-out walk. 4-3 pass allowed by Franco tonight. Now it is Jack Thomas Wold grounded into a fielder's choice in the second. And Franco misses in the dirt. Fifth straight and has missed. It is 1-0. Tortugas in the dark green, Mets in the Christmas-themed uniforms tonight, the 1-0. And Wold may have swung at ball two. Pulling the trigger on a high heater, it is 1-1. Roddy with a cross step towards third, and this one fouled away. Out of the stadium to the left, it is a ball and two strikes. Wolf landed on the IL earlier in July. He's also been in a funk since being activated, just 4-for-31 coming into tonight. Broncos 1-2, runner goes, and this one swung on and foul, tipped into the glove of Astudillo. Strike three, inning over. So Daytona just needed to wait one batter to pick up that inning-ending strikeout. Franco now with 99 on the season. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk at the end of four. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Marrero, Astudillo, and Almonte. 3-2 up for Daytona in the inning as the first pitch of the frame grounded on a couple of hops to second. Junior Tillian still on the infield dirt. Throws on a first. One pitch, one out for Jeffrey Colon here in the fifth inning. Scoreless game here at Clover Park. Tortugas no runs on two hits. The Mets no runs on one hit. Wilfred Astudillo grounded out to second his first time. Switch hitter batting left-handed. He is 0 for 1. And the first pitch is taken for a strike knee high. It is 0-1. Take a look around the FSL here on this Saturday night. Let you know what's happening across the circuit. The 0-1. And Astudillo lines one right field coming on Dominguez. Dives headlong and makes the catch. Carlos Dominguez. Full extension. Looking like Superman going after that fly ball to take away a base hit from La Tortuguita. So two out thanks to the highlight play by Dominguez. And now the third baseman, Sebastian Almonte, grounded out to third. First time in the fifth inning, or rather in the third inning. And now he looks at a strike, it's 0-1. Full slate of games in the FSL tonight. Nothing impacted by weather. So I'd say just yet. Never know. At any given time as Almonte takes high, it's 1-1. Cardinals hosting the Hammerheads. End of four, Palm Beach, a 6-1 lead. Gabe Bierman for the Hammerheads. Yonael Dominguez getting the start for Palm Beach as Almonte takes down and away, it is 2-1. First baseman Saunders off the line. The right-handed batter at the plate. Colon's 2-1 pitch. And Almonte dips his front shoulder on the changeup. It's 2-2. In Lakeland, Flying Tigers and Blue Jays are scoreless. That game was delayed at the start due to inclement weather. The 2-2. Outside in the dirt. Bouncing in the lefty batter's box. It's 3-2. Eduardo Rodriguez added to Lakeland's roster today on a rehab assignment. Has struck out four of the seven batters he's faced. Has given up a hit. 3-2. And Almonte swings and misses. Strike three. Fastball away at 94. Jeffrey Colon with his third strikeout. Closes out his second straight 1-2-3 inning. He has retired seven in a row. Dating back to the third. Halfway through this one in Port St. Lucie, still at no score here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jose Franco back to the mound. And the first pitch fouled straight back by Warren Saunders. It's 0-1. Saunders, Berezier to Brady Smith. Bottom third of the Met lineup due up in the fifth inning in this scoreless game. The 0-1. And that up and in. It is one ball and one strike. Saunders grounded into a 1-4-3 double play his first time. This is a big chopper to short. Coming on Arroyo. Easy toss to Triana in time. And leadoff man retired here in the fifth inning. One away for Raul Berasierta. Walked in, was stranded aboard back in the third inning. Continuing with our look around the FSL here on this Saturday night. Mentioned Lakeland and Dunedin are scoreless. Eduardo Rodriguez making a rehab start for the Flying Tigers is that high for ball one. Struck out four over two shutout innings. Has not been with Detroit for quite a while as Berezierta powers one left center field. Back goes Marrero to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the video board. Raul Berezierta has homered in back-to-back days. He continues his obliteration of Daytona pitching. His 11th home run of the year. And the Mets take a 1-0 fifth inning lead. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 389 feet. Also the 12th home run allowed by Franco this season. Berezierta with four of his 11 home runs this season against the Tortugas and eight of his now 22 RBIs. And it helps for Berezierta and the Mets that they have played no team more often this year than the Tortugas. Brady Smith takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Smith time. 0-1. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Chase one down and away. It's 0-2. Franco one strikeout shy of his 100th for the season. Blue skies up above the clouds have faded away. The 0-2, and this one fouled back towards us, and this one will land in our booth. There we go. Landed in my booth, and I don't know where it went back out. I guess it went in my booth, hit off the back wall, and based on the cheers from the crowd, it went back down into the seats. This is a ground ball to third. To his left is Almonte. Throw on a first for the second out. You know, I thought about getting up out of my seat to try and make that play. But I saw it wasn't going to hit anything expensive. So I decided to let it fly. And that was my fault. A fan gets a souvenir instead of me. Now it's Omar De Los Santos in the top of the Met order. He takes a called strike. It's 0-1. De Los Santos has walked and popped up to second. The 0-1 outside. It's a ball and a strike. Mets a run in on the home run. They have a 1-0 lead. The 1-1 bounced in the dirt. It is two balls and a strike. Franchise record for strikeouts in a single season is 142 since the 93 campaign. That one high, it is 3-1. The Tortugas record is 133. Put together by Amir Garrett in 2015. 3-1. And De Los Santos, another foul ball. This one will get out of the stadium. It is 3-2. Action in Daytona's right field bullpen. Throwing the 3-2 pitch. This one grounded on a bounce to third. Almonte fields to his left. Low throw. Gets away from Triana. And kicks up and behind the tarp. Up along the first base side, and De Los Santos will be awarded second base. De Los Santos runs extremely well. Almonte had to rush his throw. Wonder if he maybe just held onto that ball a little bit too long, trying to be so precise. So should be an infield hit for De Los Santos. Indeed it is. And an advance to second on what I imagine will be a throwing error on Almonte. Well, with Franco up at 77 pitches tonight, It appears his evening will come to a close. Although Gookie Dawkins is here, and it is the skipper for the Tortugas tonight, getting over health and safety protocols, Lenny Harris is the one who has come out of the first base dugout to make the pitching change. Still hasn't made the call, but Brett Lockwood has come in from the bullpen. And after a long chat with Jose, he will depart into the first base dugout. Second highest pitch total on the season for Franco. A great outing soured by one home run here in this fifth inning. Man at second, two out. It'll be Lockwood against Lugo. We come back. Mets a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender bacon. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Brett Lockwood on with a man at second and two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mets a 1-0 lead. Home run to lead off the frame by Raul Berazierta. William Lugo has popped up twice, once to first, once to right. And the first pitch he sees is taken inside for ball one. Second appearance in the series for Lockwood, the side-arming righty. Look towards second, the 1-0. And this one fouled towards the Mets on deck circle. It's 1-1. Lockwood, 6'3", 223 pounds, 25 years old from Temecula, California. Undrafted free agent signee out of Kansas State during the pandemic. His 18th appearance, 1-2, a 6.59 ERA. 1-1. And unable to hold up on the sweeping slider is Lugo. Drifted into the lefty batter's box. It's a ball and two strikes. Lockwood, 41 hits in 28 and two-thirds innings. 17 walks and 23 strikeouts. Man at second is the responsibility of two from Lock. And he got him swinging. Punched him out on the slider down. And Lockwood does his job, stranding the man in scoring position in the fifth. But the Mets take the lead on the Berazierta home run at the end of five. 1-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Braylon Menier will lead off for Daytona here in the top of the sixth. Tortuga is down a run. 9-1 and 2 due up in the inning for the green and white. And the first pitch to the 19-year-old infielder. Fouled out of play, third base side, it's 0-1. Tona's two hits picked up their first knock of the game, lined a single off the leg of Cologne back in the third. Is this one a broken back ground ball up the middle? Fielded by the shortstop Lugo in front of the second base bag. And on the first base side of the square, throws on to first for the opening out of the sixth inning. One away for Edwin Arroyo, one for two with a base hit. Final line for Daytona starter Jose Franco, 4 2/3 innings. A run on three hits, walked four, struck out five, did give up the home run. 78 pitches, 46 strikes tonight. Switch hitter batting lefty against the right-hander, and Cologne's first toss is low. For ball one. Finish that look around the FSL tonight. Lakeland now leading at Dunedin, by the way, by a score of 2-0 in the top of the third. 1-0. Outside it is 2-0. Top of the fourth inning in Tampa. Clearwater a 1-0 lead on the Tarpons. The 2-0 pitch. High for ball three. Zach Messenger making the start for the Tarpons. Gene Cabrera on the hill for the Threshers. 3-0 to Edwin. High for ball four. So Arroyo on base for the second time tonight on a four-pitch walk. And there is one on one out for the right fielder Ashton Creel. Creel has struck out, grounded out softly to short. Back in the third. Only other game in the league tonight is down in Fort Myers. Bradenton a 2-0 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Bottom two. As that is a fifth straight pitch that has missed from Cologne, high to Creel. Nick Gonzalez with Braden's Lolo Sanchez. Yoelvis Del Rosario on the mound for the Marauders. Mike Paredes for Fort Myers. Runner goes, 1-0 is high. Throw down by Smith, not in time. Stolen bag for Edwin Arroyo, his second as a Tortuga. And Daytona with a man in scoring position and one out. Stolen bag number 25. Overall on the year for the 18-year-old infielder. So a base hit should tie the game now. Big leadoff second for Arroyo. He's going to third. Cologne steps off, throws to third, and they're going to call him safe. They're going to call Cologne on a balk. The base umpire all over it. Cologne disagrees. Robbie Robinson is out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with a base umpire. Cologne says he lifted his front leg and then spun it towards second base. But he never disengaged his foot from the rubber. Robinson trying to plead his case right now. But Arroyo's speed certainly appears to have caused a balk to advance to third. Well, Robinson's plea will fall on deaf ears. So Arroyo, who was trying to steal on the pitcher, Cologne, induces a balk. And now the tying run at third, and the Mets bring the infield in. Six straight have missed from the right-hander. 2-0 And Creel lines one into center field, coming on De Los Santos. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Arroyo. Here comes De Los Santos' throw. Gets away up the first baseline. It's a sacrifice fly for Ashton Creel, his third RBI in the last 2 days. And Daytona uses their speed to tie the game at one. Creel's sixth RBI in a Tortuga uniform this year. And his 15th overall. So Daytona has it all even with the bases empty and two out. Jay Allen, the batter, 0 for 2. As fly to right and struck out, takes high for ball one. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona and St. Lucie tied at 1. 1-0. And Allen fouls it off in the box. It's a ball and a strike. Get you a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard in the bottom half of this inning. 85 degrees now here at Port St. Lucie. Mostly shadows covering the field these days. Covering the entire infield. All of left field and most of center. Right still in sunshine. The screen, it is 1-2. Series will wrap up at 10 afternoon tomorrow. 12:10. In case that phrase is a little tricky. Julian Aguiar expected to make the start, tied for the league lead and wins, 7-6. 3.58 ERA. Harold Gonzalez expected to make his second rehab start of the series. The 1-2 pitch. Allen, a chopper up the middle, and sneaks through in his center field, a base hit. Just over the glove of Cologne, who reached up into the sky to try and make the play. So Jay Allen has base hits in back-to-back games. And the Tortuga is a two-out base runner in the sixth for Hayden Jones. Jones has struck out twice tonight, 0 for 2 as the DH. It's time called. Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the righty. Daytona, a run on three hits, one error. They have left two tonight. The Mets, a run on three hits, no errors. They have left four. The series will close, as we said, at 12:10 tomorrow afternoon. So now the home plate umpire, Alex Lawrie, out to break up the meeting. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to first pitch tomorrow, 11:55 in the morning. .89 degrees, the projected. One on, two out. First pitch of the at-bat to Hayden Jones. Sunk into the dirt, it's 1-0. Jones, a 10-game on-base streak, a 6-game hitting streak entering play here tonight. Entered play, 5 for 14 in this series. The homer and three RBIs, a throwback to first, and Allen slides in safely. No action in Daytona's right field bullpen. It'll be Lockwood on again for the bottom of the sixth. Righty deals, runner goes, Jones a bouncing ball. Nice leaping snag by Saunders on the big hop. Caught it at the apex of his leap and tags the first base back with his foot to retire Jones and end the inning. What a play by Warren Saunders to take away a base hit from Hayden Jones. But Daytona ties the game, a run on a hit, and one man left at the end of 5.5. Tied at 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none.
We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. Presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Junior Tilley in the leadoff here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch from Brett Lockwood, taken inside for a ball. Daytona going to challenge, and the call on the field is upheld. So Daytona 0-for-1 now on their challenges here tonight. They have two remaining. Tillian has singled and struck out. And he takes inside. It is 2-0. Tillian, Guerrero, Dominguez. Three set to bat for the Mets in the sixth. The 2-0 for Brett is foul to the right. It is 2-1. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Let you know what's going on across the organization today. Starting at the major league level, Reds in Milwaukee tonight. Game two of their weekend series against the Brewers. The 2-1 ties them up inside. Lays off, though. It's 3-1. Nick Lodolo will make the start for the Reds against the lefty Aaron Ashby. Jonathan India, Aristides Aquino, Albert Almora Jr., Jose Barrero in the lineup tonight as this fouled off the mitt of Astudillo. It is a full count. Nick Lodolo making the start for the Reds. Dropped last night's game 5-1. Speaking of the big league club, 3-2 pitch. This one grounded up the middle. Past the diving glove of Arroyo to his left of base to make it close. But Tillian sneaks it through. Another multi-hit game for the infielder in this series. And the Mets have the leadoff man on here to start the sixth. Now it is Justin Guerrero has struck out twice tonight. 0-for-2. But the Reds essentially announcing last night that Tyler Stevenson will not return to the big league club this year. First pitch, this one yanked into left field for a base hit. Over to cut it off, Marrero towards the line. Fires into the cutoff man, Arroyo. Back-to-back singles from Tillian and Guerrero, and the Mets have a rally brewing in the sixth. Two on and nobody out. Now it is Carlos Dominguez has walked twice tonight. But Stevenson underwent successful surgery on Thursday to stabilize his collarbone, which was fractured by a foul ball in the Reds' first game back after the All-Star break on July the 22nd. Surgery wasn't viewed as entirely season-ending, but the time frame would just make it not exactly advantageous for Stevenson to return. As Dominguez takes low, it's 1-0. David Bell, Reds manager, said it was a long shot anyway. He thinks anything is possible, but they said it's not something they're going to jeopardize him or put him in a situation where we rush him back to get him in a few games. 1-0, inside and low, 2-0. He's certainly proven he is good enough at this big league level, both behind the plate and at the dish. Earliest he can be activated from the 60-day IL is September the 21st, 14 games before the end of the season. 2-0, and a swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying to the net on top of the Mets' third base dugout. Clangs off the checkerboard net and onto the warning track. Everybody's okay, just an embarrassing strike once. Austin Romine, though, former Tampa Yankee in this league, added to the Reds' active roster, was DFA'd by the Cardinals on Monday. Romine's had a successful big league career as a backup catcher. Two on, nobody out. The 2-1 to Carlos. This one pulled on the ground. Oh, what a diving catch. It wasn't on the ground. It was a low-line drive that was kept off the dirt on a great catch towards the chalk line by Sebastian Almonte. A 93-mile-an-hour blur into the hot corner. Would have been a base hit and an RBI had it got underneath his mitt. But a great play by Almonte. A takeaway, a hit, one away. Here in the sixth, brings up Jack Thomas. Wold struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice. He takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Robert Duggar was added to the roster yesterday. He made the start, took the loss for the Reds last night against the Brewers. Hunter Green placed on the IL with a right shoulder strain. It's a surprise move last night as Wold lunges at a changeup. It is 0-2. Pitched on Monday against the Marlins, six scoreless, one hit, struck out eight, but alerted the coaching staff to some soreness in his shoulder after his last bullpen. And with Green being precious cargo and the win-loss record rather moot at this point in the Reds' season, they're going to be careful as opposed to push the envelope. As Wold watches that miss low, it is 1-2. Aramis Garcia may be expected back at the end of the month. Had progressed to starting to catch, but endured a setback, re-aggravated his injured finger. He'll likely be back until late August as Wold takes outside. It's 2-2. 2-1, one out. Tortugas and Mets tied at one. Tillian at second, Guerrera at first. Back-to-back singles from the infielders to start the inning. The 2-2 way inside behind the legs of Wold all the way to the backstop, and everyone's going to move up. Lockwood choked the slider. And that one right behind the calf muscles of Wold. And Tilly in a third. To second, Guerrera on a very wild pitch. So Daytona will bring the infield in here. Ahead of this 3-2 count, Warren Saunders, the first baseman, is on deck. Lockwood's payoff pitch. Shanny got him to chase inside for strike three. Beautiful frisbee slider. That's what Lockwood was trying to do on the pitch prior. Was suspended towards the outside corner and then took a big left-hand turn towards Wold's hip and had no chance to make contact. Two out in the sixth inning. Second strikeout tonight for Lockwood brings up Warren Saunders. He's grounded out twice, once to short, once to the pitcher. And he takes down an in-ball, kicks off of Astudillo's glove and towards the third base dugout. But no advance from either base runner. They stay put at second and third. It's 1-0. Triple-A Louisville on the road against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate tonight. That game scoreless in the top of the third inning. 1-0. And that hits the inside corner. It is 1-1. Lorenzo Cedrola, TJ Friedel, Stuart Fairchild, Mark Colesberry. The Daytona alums in the Triple-A lineup tonight. Justin Nicolino getting the start. This one hit sharply on the ground to short. Fielded there by Arroyo on the back of the infield. Dirt throws strong on to first. And the Mets strand a pair. in the inning. Get a couple of singles to start the frame, but Lockwood leaves them at second and third. We head to the seventh, still a one-all contest here from Clover Park on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jeffrey Colon back to the mound here in the top of the seventh inning in this tie game, one apiece. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Michelle Triana, Wendell Marrero, Wilfred Astudillo, 5-6 and 7 to up for Daytona here in the seventh. As Triana takes outside here to start the inning. Triana 0-2 has struck out. Grounded to the pitcher his last time. Righty's 1-0. And Michelle takes up and away 2-0. Tortugas a run on 3 hits, 1 error. They have left 3. Mets a run on 5 hits, no errors. They have left 6 tonight. Colon's 2-0, and Triana takes off the plate. It's 3-0. Continuing our look at the Reds affiliates tonight. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Birmingham Barons. Look out to 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first as Triana takes up and in for ball 4. So Daytona has the leadoff man on here to start the seventh inning. First time they've put the leadoff man on all game long. Brings up Wendell Marrero, has struck out and grounded his second, 0-2. But Ellie De La Cruz, a ground rule double, stole third and then scored on a throwing error by the catcher. And if you haven't seen the video from last night at Regents Field in Birmingham, I highly recommend going onto the internet and finding it as Marrero lunging at a changeup, it's 0-1. Ellie De La Cruz last night hit an inside-the-park home run in Birmingham. Great call by the voice of the Barons, Kurt Bloom. The 0-1, and Marrero a high fly ball down the right field line, but this one yanks too far to the right and foul. And a very long strike, too. It's 0-2. But De La Cruz hits this high towering drive to center off the wall. Bounces off the warning track. De La Cruz easily motors into third for a triple. But as Birmingham threw the ball in, they nonchalantly threw the ball in. It was released by the cutoff man. De La Cruz was off like a bullet to home plate. Birmingham tried to quickly toss it home, but the ball kicked off of De La Cruz and behind everybody. And he ended up with an inside the park home run. The 0-2 pitch. And Marrero swings and fouls it off his foot. Stays at 0-2. It is all over social media, MILB, the Reds, the lookouts. Go check it out. It is special. De La Cruz in the lineup tonight. Alan Cerda, Ivan Johnson, Daniel Vayohin, the other former Tortugas there. Connor Phillips making the start. Runner goes, 0-2 outside. Ball kicks off the chin protector of the catcher, Smith, and then redirects off the body of Wendell Marrero. So the count is 1-2. Michelle Triana gets credit with a stolen base. 10th stolen bag of the year for Triana. He is the 6th different Tortuga player to have stolen 10 or more bases this year. 1-2. Got him looking. Strike 3 called. Marrero going to challenge. Pitch atop the zone, and the call on the field is upheld. And Marrero is indeed rung up. So Daytona, just one challenge remaining. Here were the man at second and one out in the top of the 7th inning. Now it is Wilfred Astudillo. It's grounded out, lined out to right on a great diving catch by Carlos Dominguez in the 5th inning. First pitch of the switch hitter, high. It is 1-0. High A Dayton at home tonight against the Peoria Chiefs, Cardinals Farm Club. They trail 3-1 going to the bottom of the 4th. Cologne's 1-0, and Astudillo grounded to his right by Lugo. Throw to first in time. Two away, but Triana advances 90 feet to third. Mets have a righty up and throwing it in left. Cologne up over 70 pitches here tonight. Man at third, two out for Sebastian Almonte, has grounded out and struck out. And he swings through a breaking ball outside. It's 0-1. The 0-1. And this one off the end of the bat to short. To his right, throwing on the move, Lugo. Good stretch by Saunders. Oh, are you kidding me? Makes the play to end the inning. Saunders, I'm impressed he's able to walk after that. Stretched out as far as he can. Doing his best Ali Raisman impression. Doing a split to end the inning and keep the game tied. And Saunders limping off the field towards the third base dugout. Time to get up and stretch, tied at 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Well, the defense has been hit or miss at times in this series for both teams. But boy, tonight, on both ends, the team in green and the team in navy and red have both been sparkling through 6.5 innings tonight. Barrasierta has brought in the Mets' only run. He homered off Jose Franco in the 5th. 8-9-1 to up for the Mets against Brett Lockwood. And the righty misses inside for ball one. Barrasierta has walked and homered. Will be followed by Smith and De Los Santos in the inning. 1-0 pitch. And that one outside, it's 2-0. Close up that look. Mentioned Peoria leading high A Dayton 3-1. Jose Torres, his 11th home run of the year. Chase Petty making his second high A start. Struck out 3 over 4. As Barrasierta pops one in the air back towards us and on the roof. It is 2-1. Tyler Callahan, Austin Hendrick, Garrett Wolforth, Stephen Layton, and Michael Troutwine joining Torres as the alumni in the lineup tonight. 2-1. Brushing back Barrasierta to try to throw a breaking ball. It is 3-1. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in Port St. Lucie, Mets and Tortugas tied at 1. Righty's 3-1 pitch, and he got him to swing and miss. Full count. Was a wild story I came across earlier today on Yahoo Sports website. As Barrasierta down on strikes. Down and in at 79. And Brett Lockwood with his third strikeout. First time they've retired Barrasierta tonight. One away for Brady Smith. Has struck out and grounded a third. But a former Brewers pitcher named Luke Barker was released this week by Milwaukee. And he took to social media to air some grievances. Righty's first pitch, and Smith inside outs one down the right field line. Fair by an inch or two to the right of the chalk line. Smith on his way to second. Creel's throw in, not in time. Second double of the series for Brady Smith. He had none in his first couple of months in the organization. And the Mets have the go-ahead run in scoring position with one out on the looping seeing eye double by Brady Smith. Just 68 miles an hour off the bat into a picture-perfect spot. Now the Mets, a man at second for the top of their order in Omar De Los Santos. They had second and third and one out last inning. But a strikeout and a ground ball to short quelled that threat. See if Lockwood can create some magic again. De Los Santos is 1-for-2, and he taps this one towards the third base dugout. It's 0-1. But Barker was not happy, not just with the fact that he got released, but it was when he got released that he had an issue with. Look towards second, the 0-1 from Lockwood. And De Los Santos takes a called strike. It's 0-2. But Barker was designated for assignment after he underwent season-ending Tommy John surgery. The 0-2. And De Los Santos lines this one off the end of the bat. Out of play, stays at 0-2. He tweeted, saying, unfortunately, this means my time as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers organization has come to an end. I'll let others decide whether releasing a player on surgery day is ethical. I'll let others decide if the MLB Players Association allowing for injured players to be DFA'd makes them an effective union. De Los Santos sends one to the screen, remains 1-2. So not exactly light words from Barker. He said, for now, I'm just thankful for my family, the friends I've made in the past 6 seasons, and for Dr. Camp and the team at the Mayo Clinic, and for those who have followed along. He clarified his comments yesterday with another post on social media. Runner at second, one out. Lockwood's 0-2. And De Los Santos has to Neo from the matrix out of the way of that pitch up by his chin. It is 1-2. It's a pretty good impression, too, I might add. But Barker tweeted again on Friday saying, after some discussion this morning with the Brewers, clearing up some miscommunications, I want to clarify a couple things. He said, my issue is with the ability to DFA and release an injured 40-man player, not with the Brewers. It's with the Players Association as this one gets away from Astudillo. And a third goes Smith on a very wild pitch. So the Mets have the go-ahead run 90 feet away, and Daytona has to bring the infield in here with one out. He then added, though, after some clarification, the offer was in fact on the table for him to re-sign and rehab with the Brewers. But after considering all his options in the current situation, he's made a choice to remain a minor league free agent, rehab at his own facility with the support of the Brewers. 2-2. Inside, it's a full count. William Lugo, the shortstop, is on deck. Barker for the Brewers in June. Sent back down to AAA later that month, where he sprained his UCL, which led to the surgery. Payoff pitch, and De Los Santos a one-hopper underneath the diving glove of Arroyo in his center field, a base hit. Smith scores. It's an RBI single for Omar De Los Santos, and the Mets take a 2-1 seventh inning lead. Team leading 50th RBI of the year for De Los Santos. Play that doesn't happen if not for that wild pitch. Arroyo would have had more time to make that play. He was stationed back on the infield dirt, where he would have been had the runner been able to stay at second base. Just barely glanced off his mitt and behind him. Now the pitch to Lugo, looped into right field. Coming on is Creel. And he'll make the play above that dark green cap. Two out. One on, two away for Junior Tillian. Has singled twice and struck out. Yeah, I totally understand where Barker is coming from. I'm actually honestly was rather surprised that that was something that was allowable by the collective bargaining agreement as a throw over to first, and De Los Santos dives back. The Major League Players Union many years was deemed the best one in all of the four major pro sports leagues. You figure something like that would be off the table. I'm surprised that hasn't come up more in conversation, particularly this past offseason when the lockout was occurring. As Lockwood fires that one into the dirt in the lefty batter's box, all the way to the backstop it goes, and De Los Santos will reach second base easily on the wild pitch. Just choked a breaking ball and spun it too far outside. Mets in thinning, they have a 2-1 lead. 8:05 here in the East. Righty sets at the belt. 1-0. And this one foul to the right. It is 1-1. Daytona will have 9-1-2. Two up in the top of the eighth. Mets will have fireworks here tonight after the game. And there was a story that came out last night. The same league that Chattanooga plays in reminded me of something that happened while we were here in 2019. It's Tillian early on the slow breaking slider. It's 1-2. Where in 2019, they were renovating the whole third base side of Clover Park, known as First Data Field at the time. Shot off fireworks over where the batting cages are now behind third and almost burned down the entire complex. This one hit in the air to center. Allen drifting to his left. Now back a few steps, makes the over-the-shoulder grab to end the inning. But the Mets take the lead on two hits and one man left to the eighth. Mets a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely love the favorites you crave. And when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Mets as we head to the eighth inning. It is the right-hander Benito Garcia to make his second appearance in this series. Garcia, 5'8", 191 pounds, 22 years old, from Santo Domingo on the island of Hispaniola in the Dominican Republic. Braylon Minier will lead off against him as one of Daytona's three hits tonight, and he swings and misses. It is 0-1. Garcia making his fifth appearance, 2-1, a 2.7 ERA, 7 hits in 10 innings. A walk at 11 Ks, the 0-1. Foul towards Daytona's first base dugout. It is 0-2. Opponents hitting 212 against Garcia. Earned the win on Tuesday night through two scoreless. Struck out four, allowed just one hit as Minier, a hard liner, foul by a couple inches in front of the first base coach, Cody White. Stays at 0-2. Minier, Arroyo, and Creel, 9-1 and 2, due up for Daytona. Garcia curls the 0-2, and Minier takes inside. It is 1-2. Final line for Jeffrey Colon. Goes 5 innings out of the bullpen. Gives up a run on 3 hits. Walked 2, struck out 4. Was charged with a balk, 75 pitches, 45 strikes. The 1-2, and Minier a high pop in a shallow center. Calling for it is the second baseman, Tillian, a few steps into the center field grass. Makes the play for the first out of the eighth inning. One away for the top of the order, and Edwin Arroyo helped create Daytona's only run back in the sixth. Walked, stole second. Induced a balk by getting a great jump on Colon at second. And then scored on a sac fly to center by Ashton Creel. Roddy delivers, and Arroyo fouls it off at home plate. It's 0-1. And talking about roster moves earlier in the broadcast, no roster moves from Daytona today. The 0-1, and Arroyo pops this one foul. Third base seats, it's 0-2. And as you mentioned, Gookie Dawkins back with the Tortugas here today, as are four of the players that were in health and safety protocols from last week in Jupiter. The 0-2 pitch, and Arroyo down on strikes. Slider back foot, and Garcia picks up his first strikeout. Two out. Creel brought in Daytona's only run with a sac fly to center in the sixth. He's also struck out and grounded out to short. Three position players and a pitcher back with the club today. As Creel takes a strike, it's 0-1. Breaking ball at the knees there from Garcia. Went through BP and other drills with the team today. Probably won't be activated until next week. Back at home against Lakeland as Creel takes outside. It's 1-1. But just good to see that they are back on the negative side of things. And back with the team and healthy. It's great to see their faces today. 1-1. Creel, humpback liner foul. Back behind the plate. It's 1-2. Base is empty. Two out. Top of the eighth. Mets in front 2-1 on the RBI base hit by Omar De Los Santos. Slide pause, the 1-2 from Garcia. And Creel lays off the curve. This is outside, it's 2-2. Jay Allen, the second, waiting on deck. Mets will have the heart of their order due up in the bottom of the eighth. Wind the 2-2. And Creel on the ground at third. Fielded on a few hops by Guerrero. Sidearm throw to first in time. Just in the nick of time to get the hustling Creel, who was flying to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona. Garcia retires the side on 13 pitches to the bottom of the eighth. Brett Lockwood back to work. Mets a 2-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. It's only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Brett Lockwood back to the mound here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mets a 2-1 lead. Guerrero, Dominguez, and Wolds. 4-5 and 6 due up for the Mets in the inning, trying to add to their one-run lead. Justin Guerrero singled his last time up, 1-for-3 tonight. And the first pitch he sees from Lockwood inside for ball one. Daytona going to challenge. They have one remaining. And the call is overturned. So it is a strike to Guerrero. It is 0-1, and Daytona still has one challenge left. 1-1, and this one lined in left field for a base hit. Same spot, Guerrero dunked one in back in the sixth inning. Second hit of the night for the Mets third baseman, and they have the leadoff man on here to start the eighth. Brings up Carlos Dominguez, has walked twice and lined out to third. It's back in the seventh inning. Mets have fireworks tonight here at Clover Park. We mentioned the unfortunate incident that happened here on July the 4th in 2019 in that seventh inning. But there was a scary incident in the minors last night in the Southern League. Dominguez takes inside. It is 1-0. But the Rocket City Trash Pandas, it's their second year as an affiliate, Angels AA club in Madison, Alabama, outside of Huntsville, the 1-0. Too far outside, 2-0. But they were setting off fireworks after the game last night, and it went horribly wrong. Guerrero leads off first. The 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. It is 2-1. So much so that Rocket City had to make a statement, as did the fireworks company. At about 10:36 Eastern time last night, the Trash Pandas released a statement because the fireworks show that they had went wrong and the fireworks started firing into the crowd. 2-1 nearly hits Dominguez in the hip. Moves to 3-1. They tweeted last night at 10:36 on Friday night during the Trash Pandas postgame fireworks show. One firework unexpectedly ignited, causing it to veer off course. No fans, thankfully, were harmed. And the fireworks vendor adamantly expressed that this has never happened before in their 40-plus years of experience. As Dominguez takes a strike, it's full. Mets are going to challenge the call. And the call on the field is overturned to ball four. So the Mets have the first two men on here in the eighth inning. They are successful on their first challenge of the night. So two on and nobody out. Lockwood up over 50 pitches out of the bullpen. Twice and grounded into a fielder's choice. They said that every fireworks show at Toyota Field, their home, is supervised by the Madison Fire and Rescue Department. This one hit on the ground to second. Meneer fields on to second for one. Relay back to first by Arroyo. Pulls Triana off the bag and Wold is safe. There's going to be a bang-bang play there at first. Wasn't hit particularly hard. So a 4-6 fielder's choice. And the Mets with runners at the corners and one out for Warren Saunders. Saunders, as a matter of fact, will not hit here. They will bring up a pinch hitter in Fernando Villalobos. Bring up a lefty to face the side-arming righty. Villalobos hitting at 200 with the Mets at 21 games. 11-455. A double, three homers, and seven RBIs. Then today, the firework company that was in charge of the fireworks released a statement saying that apparently what had happened, they discovered that a particular product was incorrectly inserted and secured into its holder. Apparently they say they're not going to use that piece of equipment anymore. Villalobos takes a strike, it's 0-1. But no, that's scary stuff. You can find the video on social media of the fireworks going awry as that outside, it's 1-1. Thankfully, much like what happened here 3 years ago, everybody okay and just more of unfortunate look. Is that outside a ball? Count moves to 2-1. Guerrero singled. He is at third. Wold reached on the fielder's choice. He is at first. One out, bottom of the eighth inning. Mets a 2-1 lead. Scored a run in the fifth on a Raul Berasierta home run again in the seventh on a single by Omar De Los Santos. 2-1. This is going to score a run. Triana Fields throws to first, and Meneer able to make the stretch to make sure they get at least one out. There's nothing Daytona's infield could do on that play, just a swinging bunt, sort of like a perfect drag squeeze play there from Villalobos. And a nice job by Triana. Looked at home, realized he had no play, set his feet, made the play on to second. Or rather to first with the second baseman, Meneer, covering, who did a real nice job stretching to make sure they got that out. Wold, though, advances to second on the 3-4 ground ball. Two out, a Met 3-1 lead. And that one outside of Berasierta, it is 1-0. Berasierta has homered and walked, struck out against Lockwood his last time. 1-0. And that too far inside, 2-0. By the way, eighth RBI of the year for Villalobos. So the Mets an added run of cushion. Now trying to tack on another. Look towards second base from Lockwood, the 2-0. And that too far inside for ball three. Brady Smith, the catcher, waiting on deck. Yeah, scary scene in Alabama last night. Most importantly, everybody's okay. Lockwood's 3-0, and this one a big bouncer up the middle. Fielded behind second by Meniere. Throw from the third base side of the bag in time. And the side is retired. But the Mets pick up another run on one hit. And one man left at the end of eight. 3-1 St. Lucie. Daytona needs two to tie and three to take the lead. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth inning, Mets making a call to the bullpen. On is the right-hander, Rayson Santos, to try and pick up the save. Santos, 6 feet tall, 231 pounds, 23 years old, from Boni in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Mets back in 2018. 3-4 and 5-2 up for Daytona here in the ninth. Alan Jones. Jack Thomas Wold, I believe, is the man who has come into the game at first base. As Allen takes a called strike, it is 0-1. And if that is the case, that means the Mets will lose their DH, and indeed that is what happened. The 0-1, and Allen off the end of the bat, first base side, long run for Wold towards the Tortuga dugout, but that lands on the roof. It is 0-2. So Wold has come into the game at first base. DH no longer available for the Mets. Rayson Santos is now slotted into the seventh spot in the order. As this one, a dribbler on the ground to second. Fielded there to his left by Tillian. And his throw on to first in time. One away here in the ninth inning. Here is Hayden Jones. Last chance for him to extend his on-base streak. He's reached in 10 straight, 0 for 3 tonight. And he takes a strike up and in. It is 0-1. Numbers for Santos in St. Lucie, a 5.27 ERA. This is 12th appearance. No saves, no record. 13 hits and 13 and two-thirds, 5 walks, 12 Ks. As Jones takes a breaking ball strike, it is quickly 0-2. Santos pitched for the Mets on Thursday. Did not allow a run on one hit. Struck out one in an inning and a third. Needed just 15 pitches. Righty at the shoulders, the 0-2. And Jones fouls this one out of play to the left. It is still 0-2. Score here in Port St. Lucie. Mets a 3-1 lead. Trying to clinch a series victory here over Daytona. Tortuga's trying to spark a rally. The 0-2 to Hayden. And he got him swinging. Punched him out on the high fastball at 92. And the Tortugas down to their final out. Brings up Michelle Triana. 0-2 tonight. Walked his last time up. It's the last Tortuga to reach base to lead off in the seventh. Mets have retired 8 in a row since then. Tortugas, as a matter of fact, have not had a hit since that sixth inning. As Triana takes low. One ball and no strikes. Trying to keep the game alive for Wendell Marrero on deck. 1-0. And that pitch high, 2-0. Right-hander works from the first base side of the slab. 2-0 to Michel. And a heavy swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Scores from out of town. Look back at this game and a look ahead to the series finale and the season series finale tomorrow afternoon. Triana takes high for ball three. Guerrero would represent the game's tying run on deck. Infield shifted for Triana to pull. Righty's 3-1. Triana fouls it back. And now the Tortugas down to their final strike. The Julian Aguiar against Harold Gonzalez tomorrow. But Daytona trying to muster some heroics here. Down to their payoff pitch. And Triana grounds it foul. Wide of first. We'll do it again. Good crowd on hand here on this Saturday night. Santos ready to pitch, up and away, ball four. And Daytona stays alive. Triana on base with a walk. Ends the streak of 8 in a row, retired by the Met bullpen. And now the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Wendell Marrero. Marrero has struck out looking twice tonight. And has also grounded out to second base. Again, they play for Marrero to pull. Shortstop Lugo just behind the second base bag and to the left of it. As Marrero lines it off the end of the bat to the back of the upper seating bowl. Count moves to 0-1. Triana at first, two out. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Mets holding a 2-run, 3-1 lead. The 0-1, and Marrero goes fishing for that curveball, comes up with just the lure, and it's 0-2. And I would have saved this for the postgame show, but just in case, next pitch is a strike. Jose Barrero has just hit his first major league home run. The 0-2. Ooh, almost hit him. Barrero trying to say it grabbed a piece of his jersey right above his hip. The home plate umpire disagrees. Barrero stops the argument. It's 1-2. Not a bad idea there from Wendell, seeing if he can find a way to coax himself aboard with the game's tying run. But it stays out, takes his lead, and Marrero takes one at the letters. Strike three called. Marrero going to challenge But for whatever reason, the home plate umpire not allowing him to, even though Daytona had a challenge left. That'll do it as the Mets win it tonight by a final of 3-1. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along, too, as we host another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Clover Park. Mets defeat Daytona in a pitcher's duel tonight by a final of 3-1. With the win, Mets improving to 19-16 in the second half, 59-41 overall. With the loss, Daytona dropping in the second half, 39-59 on the campaign. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Jose Franco, starting against the minor league rehabber Kyle Wilson. Was a scoreless game going into the bottom of the fifth inning. That's when the Mets finally got to Jose Franco with one out and a 1-0 count. Raul Barrasierta homered out towards the video board in left center field. His second home run in as many days, his 11th of the year, gave the Mets a 1-0 lead. But it would not last as Daytona answered in the top of the sixth inning. With one out, Edwin Arroyo walked on four pitches, stole second, on the very next pitch, was attempting to steal on the pitcher. Cologne induced a balk as Jeffrey forgot to disengage from the rubber. So Arroyo was awarded third, and then Ashton Creel, a sack fly to center, tie the game at one. But the Mets in the bottom of the seventh would regain the lead. With one out, Brady Smith, a soft liner down the right field line into a perfect spot for a double. He'd advance to third on a wild pitch before scoring on a single pass. The drawn in infield by Omar De Los Santos gave the Mets a 2-1 advantage in the eighth. Justin Guerrero led off with a single, then a walk to Carlos Dominguez. Jack Thomas Wold grounded into a fielder's choice, erased the runner at second. But then Fernando Villalobos pinch hitting, hit a weak dribbler up the first base line. Daytona's only play was to first base. They got the out there, a run scored, made it a 3-1 Met lead, and they would go on to win by that final of 3-1. Winning pitcher tonight for the Mets, it was the right-hander Jeffrey Cologne. He is 3-0 on the year. All three of his wins have been against the Tortugas since the beginning of July. One run on three hits in five innings, walked two, struck out four. Losing pitcher Brett Lockwood, even though he did a marvelous job tonight eating up innings, falls to 1-3, gave up just two runs on five hits in three and a third innings, walked one, and struck out three. Final, or rather, the save to Race and Santos, his first of the year. One scoreless inning, no runs, no hits, a walk. Daytona, a run on three hits, an error. They left five. Mets, three runs, eight hits, no errors. They left eight. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of the crowd of 1,576. Take you through the Florida State League and Major League Baseball here on this Saturday night. This is not the only one that is final. Palm Beach defeating Jupiter this evening 6-2. Top of the seventh in Lakeland, Flying Tigers a 3-1 advantage on Dunedin. Bottom seven in Tampa, it is the Tarpons 3 and the Threshers 2. And top six in Fort Myers, Bradenton has taken a 7-2 lead on the Mighty Muscles. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard here tonight, Reds leading the Brewers 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. As we mentioned before, the ninth inning reached its conclusion. Jose Barrero has just hit his first Major League home run, formerly known as Jose Garcia. Congratulations to him, as he has driven in two. Actually, all four of the Reds' runs tonight have been brought home by Daytona alums. Two on the Barrero home run, and then RBIs from Jonathan India and Albert Almora Jr. Nick Lodolo going up against Aaron Ashby. They're about to set off some fireworks here in Port St. Lucie. Triple-A Louisville, middle of the sixth inning. They lead the Indianapolis Indians Pirates Farm Club 4-2. Michael DeLeon, a solo home run, his second of the year. Double-A Chattanooga, top of the fourth. They trail the Birmingham Barons. White Sox Farm Club 5-1. Ellie De La Cruz has doubled and scored the Lookout's only run. High-A Dayton in the bottom of the seventh, trailing the Peoria Chiefs. Cardinals affiliate 3-2. Jose Torres and Austin Hendrick have homered for Dayton, their 11th and ninth home runs of the season, respectively. DSL Reds and ACL Reds post canceled today due to COVID. Major League Baseball here on this Saturday night. Mets and Braves playing a doubleheader. Mets taking game one 8-5. They lead game two in the bottom of the fifth, 3-0. Max Scherzer against Max Fried. Cubs shut out the Marlins this afternoon, 4-0. It was the Mariners 2 and the Angels coming up at 10:10 Eastern time. Reed Detmers against the former St. Lucie Met, Chris Flexen. Orioles beating the Pirates 6-3, end of five in Philadelphia. It is the Phillies 9 and the Nationals nothing. Just gone final now in Cleveland. Guardians a 4-1 winner over the Astros. Bottom of the seventh in Detroit. Tigers a 2-1 lead on the Rays. Bottom five in Arlington. It is the Rangers 4 and the White Sox nothing. A's trailing the Giants 2-1, top five at the Coliseum. End of five in Kansas City. It is the Royals 4 and the Red Sox 3. Twins and Blue Jays tied at 2. Middle four in Minnesota. Mitch White for the Blue Jays against Dylan Bundy for the Twins. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on the Yankees. Bottom of the fourth inning, Jordan Montgomery making his Cardinals debut against his former team, Domingo Germán, on the mound for the Yankees tonight. Bottom four in Milwaukee. We mentioned the Reds a 4-1 lead on the Brewers. Top three in Arizona. It is the Diamondbacks 1 and the Rockies nothing. Merrill Kelly against Antonio Sensatella. And the Dodgers will host the Padres at 9:10. Andrew Heaney will go up against Mike Clevinger. Our series and the season series will close up tomorrow night. Actually, tomorrow afternoon, 12:10. First pitch here from Clover Park. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 11:55 in the morning. It'll be the right-hander Julian Aguiar took the tough luck loss on Tuesday night despite not giving up an earned run. 7-6, a 3.58 ERA. He'll go against the righty Harold Gonzalez. He'll make his second rehab start of the series. No record, a 6.23 earned run average. Again, our coverage starting at 11:55 in the morning, leading up to the 12:10 first pitch here from Port St. Lucie. That'll do it for us tonight as the Mets knock off Daytona for the second straight night by a final of 3-1. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Clover Park. Just duel tonight by a final of 3-1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, rather tomorrow afternoon. Remember, tomorrow afternoon, not tomorrow night. Don't listen to my nonsense words there, but we hope to have you with us again tomorrow morning in the afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.